This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. India's Supreme Court today decided to hand over a disputed plot of land to Hindus for the construction of a temple in the town of Ayodhya in northern India, where a Hindu mob tore down a 16th century mosque more than 25 years ago. Here's AP's Charles de Ledesma.
India's Supreme Court has ruled in favour of a Hindu temple on a disputed religious ground and has ordered alternative land to be given to Muslims to build a mosque. The new verdict paves the way for building the temple in place of a demolished mosque, a message popular with supporters and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has hailed the decision. But many Indian Muslims are not satisfied with the verdict. An attorney says his team will go through the case details and decide what the future course of action may be. The dispute over land ownership has been one of the country's most contentious issues, with Hindu nationalists demanding a temple for more than a century. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in Washington, the House of Representatives goes public with its impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump next week before a national television audience. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the drama contained in the transcripts of private testimony.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia adviser Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Lebanon says its banks will be closed until Tuesday amid an eruption of political and economic turmoil. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy says he's returning home from Paris today to rally opponents of Prime Minister Hun Sen. The 70-year-old Rainsy is the founder of the banned Cambodian National Rescue Party. He fled 4 years ago following a conviction for criminal defamation. Hun Sen, whose government has arrested dozens of opposition figures in recent weeks, has characterized the actions of Rainsy and his followers as a planned political takeover. President Trump next week welcomes Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the White House. The visit comes just weeks after Turkey launched an assault on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria, longtime allies of the United States against Islamic State terrorists. U.S. lawmakers from both parties have slammed the president for what they consider his green light for Ankara's Syria incursion by announcing a plan to withdraw U.S. troops from the Kurdish border area. The United Nations Children's Fund warns that essential humanitarian programs for hundreds of thousands of children in Syria will have to be cut because it's run out of cash. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
With just 8 weeks left until the end of the year, the UN Children's Fund reports only 53% has been met of its $295 million appeal for 2019. Unless this major funding shortfall is urgently closed, it reports many children will be denied the life-saving assistance they need. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says these force cuts come at a particularly difficult time of the year.
With temperatures dropping quickly, UNICEF's aim is to provide 578,000 children 0 to 14 years old in camps, shelters, host communities, and areas of acute need with crucial winter clothing. At this point, we have funds for 356,000 children. Without additional funding, 220,000 children will go without.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. A burial is being held today for the last of nine Americans who died in this week's ambush killings of three women and six children in Sonora, Mexico. Christina Langford Johnson was gunned down after she jumped out of her car to show the attackers she was no threat to them. She was shot twice in the heart. Her seven-month-old daughter, Faith Marie, was found unharmed in the back seat of the vehicle. President Trump has rejected China's claim that Beijing and Washington have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Mr. Trump said Friday he has not agreed to anything. More negotiations lie ahead. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.